Welcome to Sisters Christ Entertainment. Tonight we have our Celebrity Spotlight feature with Kimberly O'Connor for Predestined Arts and Entertainment. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome. So tell us about your new movie, Before I Do, and when is the expected release date?
Before I Do is a feature film about a couple of firefighters, and we expect to, I'm actually planning to announce the release date. I can tell you at this point that we are looking at two dates in April.
Okay.
Dates in April to release the premiere 2016, and we are really excited about it.
Oh, great, great. So what's the message that you want your audience to walk away with after watching this movie?
After watching this film, I want the audience to walk away with the courage to pursue their passion, to realize their purpose, and to pursue that despite the opinions of others, because I know sometimes it's not always something that's accepted by the people that are closest to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I want people to walk away with the courage to pursue their passion and to realize their purpose in spite of opinions of others.
Okay.
A secondary theme to the film happens to center around love and the lengths that we will go to for it in the name of it, and how oftentimes the things that we think we need the most are often missed, though they're staring us in the face. That's another theme to the film.
Okay. So what inspired the title of the movie?
Well, the inspiration for the title, I wanted the title to give the audience an idea, a clear idea of what the film was going to be about. So the inspiration for the title alludes to the fact that something will take place before someone in the movie says, "I do." I saw that as an effort, too, to drum up the interest in the audience by giving them a glimpse into the story's premise.
Okay.
And if I could take it a step further, even looking at it from a business standpoint, when you come up with a title for your film, this is something that I learned also. Two little trick I learned early in my career as it relates to placement of the film. Like when a person searches for a particular title, it's usually done in, like, alphabetical order. So you'll find it this way on store shelves. So if you start with the title that's closer to the front of the alphabet, it increases the chances that the person, the audience, will pick up your film. And I say that in terms of, like, Before I Do, it's at the beginning of the alphabet. So they're more likely to pick up a film toward the beginning of the alphabet as opposed to, say, for example, a film that, you know, by the time they reach the W's, 9 times out of 10, they've already selected a film. So even, you know, when you come up with the name of the title, you want to, you know, I wanted a title that spoke to my audience to give them a glimpse into the story, but then I'm also thinking from a business standpoint of how it's going to be placed, where it's going to be, you know, placed when people go to search engines or when people go to stores to pick the film up. So that was another little angle that I took in terms of coming up with that title.
Okay. Sounds good. So who are some of your favorite directors or actors that you would love to work with? Mainly three.
Okay. I would absolutely love to work with Gina Prince Bythewood. She just directed Beyond the Light. We know her from Love and Basketball. I actually had a chance to meet her in 2001 at the Hollywood Black Film Festival, and she has since been an inspiration to me. Being a woman in film, I can relate to her struggles as a filmmaker. And as a woman in the business, it's tough even for her. And she's very candid about that. So I would love the opportunity to work with her. I'd love to be a fly on the wall next to Spike Lee, of course, on set. I'm certain that I can learn a lot from him. As far as actors, I look forward to working with Lynn Whitfield. Journey Smollett, Sally Richardson Whitfield, Anthony Mackie, as well as Derek Luke. I love to work with that class of actors. This is something that I look forward to doing. It's always been a dream of mine to work with them, mm-hmm. So they're at the top of my list.
Okay, well, we're going to speak that into existence.
That's right. I look forward to working with them.
That's right. So what's coming down the pipeline for Predestined Arts Entertainment besides Before I Do?
Well, yes, now that we are out of post-production with Before I Do, we're currently shopping for distribution. So we're looking forward to a nationwide release of Before
okay.
I Do. But after that, we have a psychological thriller that we're working on. It's currently in pre-production
mm-hmm.
with the hopes of going into production late 2016, and the title of that film is Lipstick.
Oh.
So we're really excited about that. We're also gearing up for some workshops on film
mm-hmm.
production and self-publishing. Look for those this summer.
Okay.
Films and more films. My goal is to do a film a year. That's what I would like to do, and eventually to get to a place where we're able to direct and produce films by other writers as well. But for now, you know, our primary focus is to continue to make films with the message for my audience.
Okay, sounds good. And a bonus question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of explain the process when you say pre-production and then post-production for the film process for those who are going to listen to this interview and, you know, who want to pursue film?
Absolutely, yes, please. Yes, pre-production is you're at the stage where you're writing the script. You may be at that point thinking about who you'd like to approach as far as the cast. You're putting your budget together at that
mm-hmm.
point. You're getting your cast together. You're getting your crew together. That's what happens. That's what takes place in pre-production. Production is when all of those elements come together and are together in place.
Mm-hmm.
You actually bring out the cameras and the equipment, and that's when, you know, production is when you actually shoot the film. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of features, you know, we can shoot from anywhere between 10 to 12 days. But then, you know, the larger film, like the studio films, can take up to 20, 30 days. It just depends on the budget.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And post-production is the editing. When you put together, for example, we worked with a composer on this film, so that's when you work with your composer. You work very closely with your editor. You work real closely with your person that's doing your color correction
mm-hmm.
to bring together everything that you shot in production.
Mm-hmm.
Post-production
okay.
is when you bring it all out, and that's also when, you know, gives you an opportunity to maybe show like a teaser trailer, you know, to get the interest of distributors, because at that point in post-production, you can already begin to look for distribution routes. That's another
okay.
thing that you could do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how can our audience learn more about you and find you on social media?
Wow. You know, social media is unbelievable. I never would have expected that it would take off the way that it has. But, yes, to answer your question, I'm on Twitter. Follow me at Kimberly B. Connor on Twitter. You can also follow the film Before I Do. It's at Before I Do Movie on Twitter. We have a Facebook page for the film. It's Before I Do the Movie on Facebook. You can also find me there under Kimberly Connor, and find us on Instagram. I'm Kimberly Connor _predestinedAE on Instagram. Follow the film on Instagram, Before I Do the Movie on Instagram. We also, for more information, too, about the company, we have an official website for the company, and people can also contact me directly from the website if they'd like to. It's www.predestinedartsandentertainment.com. I'm Kimberly Connor on Google+. I'm Kimberly B. Connor on LinkedIn, Kimberly Connor on Flipagram, and Kimberly D. Connor on Periscope. Does that
all
cover
right.
everything?
Yes,
is that
does.
All the social media? I'm trying to keep up. I didn't realize it until I had to actually think about this, and I'm like, wow, I had no idea. that there were so many.
Well, hey, you have to be out there. You really do. Well, congratulations on Before I Do. I did see your last movie, Jump. That was nice. I love the message in that movie. Is it very important for Black women to go and get checked? Beautiful message. We loved it, and I bought it. So
thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's the stories that I like to hear because I you know, every filmmaker wants to know that they're reaching their audience with their message. And, you know, if that film can cause one woman to go and get her mammogram or do her breast exams, then to me, we've accomplished what we set out to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I am going to blast this out over all of my social media, my platform, and I will also include this in my newsletter to my subscribers. We have a nice little following of subscribers, so they can know who you are and be intrigued to learn more about you and your movie to support you, because that's what I love doing, is supporting.
Thank you so much.
Film directors. I love you guys.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on your platform and discuss the film and to make people aware of it. That's what we're here to do, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are welcome, Kimberly. And I will tag you when I post this up. I'm going to try to get this out on Friday. So
okay.
I will definitely tag you in the write-up. And it's audio, so they're actually going to hear our conversation. And I kind of,
okay.
You know, that's been real popular with our audience. So.
Okay. Okay.
Well, you have a good evening and stay warm.
You too. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.